Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. I'm in company of Timothée Chalamet and Armie Hammer, protagonists of the new film by Luca Guadagnino, screening in the Panorama section at the Berlinale, Call Me By Your Name.
So I would like to start with Timothée. What did you think that Helio was when you read the script, and what did it become right now, like after this?
Well, Helio, I don't know, it's a testament to Andre Osman, who wrote Call Me By Your Name, the book. I would hope that he's universally relatable, both on page and on the screen, and that he doesn't quite know what he's doing, whether it's with girls or with boys or with fruit, and he's just figuring it out in the most visceral way possible, just trying, seeing what sticks, and no pun intended, and just kidding, and yeah. That's my worst response to that.
Yesterday you were telling me that in every film you choose, you look for an improvement in your personal life and in your career. So, obviously, what did Hollywood had you to your experience as a person and as an actor?
A lot. And, you know, without getting too personal or anything like that, what it helped me professionally was just a sense of really letting go more than anything else. I mean, there were things that I had to do and places that I had to go in this movie that I'd never gone before, whether it be in my personal life or on film or in any capacity. So to allow myself to go there by using my trust in Luca as the vehicle, it was incredibly liberating and really freeing, and I think that will be one of the things that I carry with me from this experience on.
What's your relationship with passion and desire?
I think passion, desire, first love, the hiding of first love, these are universally relatable qualities. Again, I felt safe in reading the book, and especially in Luca Guadagnino's hands, who's just the most masterful and instinctual and great director, that whatever my experience is with passion and desire, because it's such a human experience, it's hard to go wrong in your expression of that. It's so natural and like I said, relatable, that I think people recognize it when they see it.
What about you?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Your relationship with passion and desire.
It's probably the same as everybody's relationship with passion and desire. I think it's really a baseline human emotion. I think it's something that we all have experienced and that we all know the feeling of, the pangs of desire, the thrill of passion. And I think that that's why when people go and watch this movie, they'll be able to see two people experiencing it and going through it, and that will remind them. They'll be able to reminisce about that. And in this one, it happens to be between, you know, two men, but, you know, it doesn't seem like it matters, because I think everybody will be able to, you know, associate with that feeling specifically.
I want you to know about the tears in the ending. What were you thinking about? And there's a moment in which you're about to smile over there. It's something like that, you understood something. So how did you feel in that moment? What did you think about?
You know, that. It's funny, because of all the scenes, I've only seen the film once, but that one's hard for me to watch, because it's just so intimate, you know, it's so close. What I would hope comes across in that moment, and if anybody watched this that hasn't seen the movie, I would hope they cut this off now, because I don't want to contaminate that experience with whatever like naivete I'm about to spew. But, you know, just a first love that is, you know, coming to a close, and everything that reminiscing about that would entail, which is the pain of love lost, of that experience being over. Like you said, there might be a smile, because it's, you know, like, what a great experience that you got to share. It's the Dr. Seuss quote, right? Don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. So I would hope it's just a collage of all those things.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we've been talking to Timothée Chalamet and Harmy Hammer, actors in the Luca Guadagnino's film Call Me By Your Name, screening at the 67th Berlinale in the Panorama section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.